My name is Emily McCormick, and this changed my life. What's this, you ask? Good question. You'll find the answer as you listen in. My friends and I dive into everything from faith to fashion, culture to coffee, purpose to parenting, leadership to love, and so much more. So settle in and let's learn and laugh together. Hi, friends. Oh, man. I was debating on so many different things to talk about for this podcast because I've had a lot of things swirling in my head. A paper I'm writing for seminary actually was going to talk about the life of Joseph, but I'm going to put that on hold and I'm going to finish my paper and then do a podcast about it when I have a little bit more, honestly, research, reading, thoughts about it because now they're a little bit jumbled. So today, I wanted to talk about the Spirit of God and the Word of God, also the Father God. So let's just say the Trinity. And some of you maybe are not familiar with that. Some of you may be not people who read the Bible or know Jesus or understand some of the Christianese terms, if you will. But in the Christian faith, we believe that there is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And they are one, but they also each have unique specific roles, and the scriptures teach us about what the heart of the Father is and what the heart of the Son of Jesus is. And Jesus lived, so we got to see the life of Jesus and then the Spirit. Why Jesus said to his disciples and to the followers that he had, I am sending you the Spirit. It's better that I go to heaven and that so that the Spirit is with you. And the Spirit really is what empowers and emboldens and brings healing and does the works that God wants to be done is through the power of the Holy Spirit. So that is a very quick, like teeny mini Bible lesson, but which that could be 100 hours on its own, but that's not what I'm going to dive into. But what I want to dive into, and some of you I know have experienced this, is maybe you grew up in a church that was like a solid Bible church and you heard really good Bible teaching. And sometimes they just call them like, no, I was from a Bible church. And that's amazing. And the Bible is alive and it is active and it is our source of, it's like our weapon. It is our source of truth. It grounds us. It tells us who Jesus is. It reveals the heart of God. God wrote a book, divinely written, to reveal to us who he is and also how then we can relate to him and how we can live with this world. So the Bible, I am a big Bible girl. Some of you grew up in churches that were very focused on the Holy Spirit, very much focused on healings and maybe words of prophecy and tongues and Holy Spirit laughter, I don't know, but different outworkings of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, often, that means a lot more emotion, maybe more passion expressed visibly. Now, these are stereotypes, so please don't. Anyways, those are stereotypes. And what I've seen, and I know that many of you have also seen, is based on your experience, you think there is one right way, and you're usually uncomfortable with the other way, but there's not a lot of balance. Now, I'm not saying the Bible churches don't believe that the Holy Spirit exists, and I'm not saying that the Holy Spirit churches don't believe the Bible. To be honest, if you ask them, hey, what do you believe about these things? Most of them would say with their mouth the same things. No, I believe the Holy Spirit. I believe Jesus sent him, and I believe we need him, and he empowers us, and all that. And most Holy Spirit churches would say, no, we preach the Bible. It's all about the Bible. That's our source of truth, all of those things. But when you actually see it played out, well, I guess I should say you don't actually see it played out. And I think it's a big travesty. I think it's not how God meant it to be. And I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you. I posted something this week on social media with this exact thought and this in mind is we should want all that God has. One, he's trustworthy, friends. I just want to say that if he sent the Holy Spirit to us and for us, we can trust that that is good and that is needed. And we should want all he has. And if he wrote a book and he said, these are my words to you, this reveals who I am, the heart of the Father, the Son, the Spirit. You should want to know all of it. You should not avoid big, heady words. You should not avoid books of the Bible. You should not discredit when people want to study it and wring the truth out of it. But friends, if you just do that, and that sounds weird to say just, because again, I'm in seminary. Like, I obviously value, I mean you have to be in seminary to value the Bible, but I'm just trying to make a point of like, I value it profoundly. I think you should study to the best of your possible ability to wring everything out of the scriptures that you possibly can, but don't let it just transform your mind. I do believe it starts in the mind, and then the mind transforms the heart. But don't stop there. You must then say, Holy Spirit, if Jesus said, it's better that I go, and now you have the Spirit of God in you, divinely inspiring the works of your hands, bringing healing through your hands to other people. The scriptures say we should long for the gifts of the Spirit. They are not to be feared. And that's one thing I really want to say to you. First of all, we have nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. There's so many scriptures that talk about that. But you can trust that the good God of the universe, that God the Father, and that Jesus Christ knew what they were doing and saying when they said, this is the Spirit of God, part of the Trinity, same nature, same characteristics in terms of the things you can trust, always good, always just, always merciful. You can trust that that is good, and you should want all of him. He's a he. It's not a it. The Spirit of God, you should want all of him. So that's for kind of the people who lean the Bible way, I guess, if you would say, and maybe aren't as comfortable with the movement of the Spirit because you've seen it misused, and maybe you've seen it abused, and maybe you associate it with just pure emotions or people really using it wrong. And I'm sorry for that, because that's not right. The scriptures give us guidelines. The scriptures teach us how to walk. The scriptures do give us an incredible framework and practical ways of what it looks like to walk in the Spirit. And for the Spirit people, for the people who maybe lean more and are more comfortable with more the Pentecost idea or the gifts of the Spirit, the outworkings of the Spirit, I praise God. First of all, I am a Spirit girl. That's actually how I grew up. I love the Holy Spirit. I long for more of the Holy Spirit. So I am team Holy Spirit. And I challenge you to not run away from digging deeper into the hard truths of the scriptures, into knowing the words you may be like, that doesn't matter. God gave you a mind to use it. God gave you the entire Bible to understand it, to know the context. And I'm not saying everyone needs to be a Bible scholar by any means. But one, in the world that we're living in, friends, right now, that is very intellectual, at least where I live, but most of, a lot of places, I don't want to say most. I think there is something. I think in the scriptures, Paul was brilliant. First of all, he studied the scriptures like nobody's business. But he was prepared and equipped to debate. He was prepared and equipped to talk to the smartest people in the cities. And not all of us are going to have that role. That's not my gift, to be honest, like debate and terms and like theology. But I also feel pretty convicted that we should know the truths of the scripture empowered by the Holy Spirit. A phrase that I use is, I want to be tethered to the word and led by the Spirit. Tethered to the word. So that protects us from being wacko and from doing things that are actually not biblical. But being led by the Spirit makes us say, no, Holy Spirit, you're moving and you're active and you want to speak. You are speaking still. You are encouraging. You're giving words of prophecy, words of knowledge. You're delivering people from demonic. Guys, I believe all of that because why? It's in the Bible. I believe it because it's in the Bible, and the Bible is my tether. So therefore, I don't have to fear those things. I can see, if I see something that was misused, I can look at the scriptures and know, okay, I know what the scriptures say. And I do want to give a little, it's not a disclaimer, that's not the right word, but I guess another kind of challenge is we see in the scriptures when the Holy Spirit moved, You cannot try to resume your own control and comfort. I guess that's the best way I can say it. I think when we try to control, then it actually quenches and stops the spirit from moving because we want to control and we don't want to have an emotional moment, or we don't want to come across foolish or be wrong. But you look at the scriptures, again, I'm just using the scriptures, and the example at one point, people were so filled with the power of the Spirit and the joy that comes when you have the knowledge of the Spirit and you see the outworkings of the Spirit, that outsiders were saying they must be drunk. Now, I'm not saying that this is an excuse to be chaotic and crazy all the time, but I do think that sometimes we've got to let go of control, trust what the Bible says is true, and believe that what happened to the apostles and the disciples and the people that got to experience the Spirit is still for today. And that might mean you got to step out. I'm not going to say might. It does mean you need to step out of your comfort zone a little in regards to saying, I want all of you, Holy Spirit. And those of us who say, have not ever really dissected the word, you have to step out of your comfort zone and say, I want to know all of the word of God. I think I have said this a lot on the podcast. It's like, take a big, deep breath. And I want to challenge you, no matter who you are on here, we probably each have a lean or an inclination to kind of shift one way or the other. But those two, spirit and truth, and like Bible and spirit and word and spirit, whatever, they were never meant to be divorced from each other. They are one. The Trinity is one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit are one. So if we've divorced them in our hearts and our minds practically without maybe even saying it, I challenge us. I challenge myself. I've been in that season as well, honestly, friends, of having been more of maybe leaning towards word and based on maybe some past things that I saw, leaning away from the outworking movement of the Spirit. And I'm in a season of, God, I want all of you, which means I want whatever you have in the Word, in the person of Jesus, the Father, and the Spirit. So all of us have something to learn. And I just want to encourage you, friends, you have nothing to fear. So if this gives you anxiety, if you feel like, oh, but it can be abused, or, but I saw it this way, I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're right. But so can anything. Anything good can be used poorly, but that doesn't mean we avoid it altogether, because God is good. God wants us to be empowered by the Spirit. He wants us to know the Word. So let's challenge ourselves, step out of our comfort zone, and if I can leave you with that, is to stay tethered to the Word and be led by the Spirit.